The next patient is Janice LaRue. The last name is L-A-R-U-E. First name, Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that is coming for a follow-up of the kidney disease. This patient used to be CKD stage 3A, but at the time of the evaluation of the kidney function, the patient had a serum hemoglobin A1C that was 7.9, and that was evidence of 2+ proteinuria. There was all hyperfiltration. Since then, the patient was placed on a DEXA scan, which is a continuous glucose monitoring, and this has made a big difference in changing her behavior. The patient has improved in the control of the diabetes. And the kidney function, the estimated GFR is now 53 with a 1+ proteinuria. There is no quantification of the albumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio that we are going to do the next time. On the other hand, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under better control, as mentioned before, following number. In March of 2023, the patient was admitted to the hospital with a positive stress test. She has a remote history of coronary artery disease with coronary artery bypass graft in 2010. Re-evaluation of the coronaries render a coronary tree that did not need any type of intervention. Period. Following number. During the cardiac catheterization, they decided to study the kidneys, and they found 80% stenosis in the right side and 50% stenosis of the renal artery in the left side. A renal stent was deployed in the right renal artery. The blood pressure came down, has been under better control. Following number, the patient has proteinuria that is most likely related to all of the above. Now that the patient is getting under better control, we notice that the deep stick of the protein has changed from 2 to 1+, and we are going to quantify that proteinuria in order to establish the need for SGLT2 medication. SGLT2 inhibitor medication, period. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been in a stable condition. Following number, incidental finding was a cholelithiasis. I am going to speak with a primary care physician to prepare this patient for a cholecystectomy in order to avoid problems down the road. Following number of hypothyroidism that is followed by the endocrinologist, following number of hyperlipidemia, and following number of hypertension that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 10 weeks with laboratory workup.